Well, Coach, another McCook Community College volleyball season in the books. I know, it didn't go as well, but you had a young team. I know you and I talked about, and Coach Traister, we talked about, had a probably one of your youngest teams you've ever had, huh?
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, again, it, like you said, at the end of the day, I was a little disappointed, a lot disappointed that we didn't make it to regionals. That was a pretty tough pill to swallow. But, you know, it is what it is. There's nothing you can do to change it besides just focusing on what you can do next year to make your team better and look back on the things that we should have also done better as coaches and as players.
The recent Reach 9 tournament, NJC won it. No big surprise.
Yeah. So, yeah, NJC, they came in. I knew that they were going to win. And then Casper, they're a pretty strong team. I will say their last game was against Central Wyoming, and it was a fight. It went to five, and Casper was down, I think, 7 points, and I didn't think they were going to make it, and they came back to beat CWC in the fifth.
Who's going to end NJC's run here?
Right. I don't know. I think it's going to take a really good recruiting class, I think, to do that. So,
two of your young ladies were named All-Region 9 South team recently.
Yes. Yeah, so, second team All-Region was freshman Leia Young, middle blocker, and then sophomore outside hitter Charlie Russick. So, those two both got those awards at the end of the year.
Both those young ladies had great numbers during the season, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah. Leia, I'm super excited to see what she's going to do next year as a sophomore. We're also kind of playing with Leia. Leia's just a really good player. She was a middle for us this year, but when she went in to play defense, she wants to play defense. And I think that's one thing that we really need to look for, like a player that can go all the way around. Maybe middle is not her thing. Mm-hmm. So right now we're just kind of toying with that, like maybe moving her to a pin, because she is such a great blocker, and that's like where she had really good numbers, and that's what made her get second team all region.
And she's got some ups.
Yes, wow. She does. And she's very lanky, and yeah, she plays really big. So
yeah, just watching her during the season, like, oh my gosh, she's young. This girl can really jump.
Yeah, she can jump, and she can really hit a ball down.
And Charlie, went through some injury situation, concussions, yeah, and came back. She was there, and then she had missed some time, but came back.
Yeah, and I will say, I condemn Charlie. She finished her season off in a really strong point. Like, her best games were her last four games. I think she had two double-doubles in the last two matches, and a double-double is when you have double digits in two categories. So she had double-digit digs and double-digit kills, and she came in and just played really well and clean. Even with that, like, her errors were very low, and she finished in a strong suit.
Now, all your sophomores, I know we talked to those girls at the start of the season, are going on to four-year schools.
Yes. So, Audrey Holm, Audrey and Charlie, they both can leave at semester, and I think they probably will. Mm-hmm. They have been on quite a few college visits. Charlie Russick right now, she's on a swing of five college visits back-to-back every day, mm-hmm, starting today. And so, it's really exciting to see where they could potentially go.
You hate to see them leave school, but it just gets their foot in the door to get them involved with spring ball with their new team.
Yes, and even they don't want to leave, which is the best part. You know, I'm like, no, this is a good thing. Like, if you get to go, you don't come in as a freshman when you're not, like, really a freshman. You already know your team, you know what they do, and you're already a part of the team instead of coming in as an outsider and having to mesh into a team.
Paulina was another one that came in as a sophomore this year from Poland and did some good things for you.
Yes, Paulina, she started off really strong, kind of like her peak was high and then it went down. But Paulina, she's just a really good, solid all-around player. Honestly, I don't think a hitter is her like strong suit, but I think she'd be one phenomenal libero if the right school gave her the opportunity.
I'm sure she's looking around, wants to play.
Yes. So she's got some schools that she's talking to as well. It's a little bit different. Internationals, they don't get to go on the visits, so it's all just communication and accepting that by phone.
Kind of unfair a little bit, isn't it?
A little bit, yes. Yeah.
Wow. So you've got a boatload of freshmen. Now, hopefully, you're going to see them come back for a second year.
Yes. So we have almost all of them are coming back. I would say 80% of them are coming back. We've already had those conversations with them. And then we're just kind of looking to replace a few of those like sophomore spots and the freshmen that aren't coming back. So right now, we have one spot that we're looking left to fill. Besides that, we've already had all of our commitments for our incoming freshmen for next year.
Okay, let's talk about the new recruits.
So, oh man, I got to remember all their names. So we have Tana Bailey. She's a middle coming in. Phenomenal player. She's strong. She came in for an open tryout, came on a visit, and like, even she was like 30 minutes away from the college, and she said, this is where I'm going. And we're really excited about her. She kind of plays a lot like Leia. We have Avery Jensen.
Making her think here.
Yes, I know. She's from Kansas. She's close from St. Francis.
Okay.
And just a really big jumper. She played club ball for Coach Evie Hopkinson when she was here, and Evie really enjoyed her. And so I'm a big testament of my coaches. If they enjoy a player, so will I. And so we have Avery coming in, and she's going to be great. She's young, she's raw, she's athletic.
How many do you have all together coming in?
Six.
Six all together.
Yes. So, oh, man.
And all different.
All different positions.
It happens. No
yes.
problem.
So we're super excited.
Yeah.
Just really excited about our group that we have coming in.
So you put all those together, and you should have a good roster of up to 20?
Yes.
Plus?
About that, yep. Oh, and Maggie Feeney from Conestoga, one-time state champion for wrestling, runner-up. She played for me in Hawaii my first year.
Okay.
Really enjoyed coaching her. She was just a fun kid. She's just a powerhouse, does everything. A little bit smaller, plays big. So we have Maggie Feeney from Conestoga High School from Nebraska coming.
So your connections with going to Hawaii,
it
that
is.
Helps,
yes.
doesn't it?
I'm like, you got to take that. You know, I think now my second year going, I think you make a team of players that you might enjoy coaching in their future, and then you get to coach them as sophomores and juniors, and they might work out that they want to come.
Tracer taking you again this year?
I'm taking Tracer more like it. I think I watch him more than he watches me, so kind of flip-flop, but yes.
This would be year number three for you?
Yes, yep, and I think Coach Vic wants to try to take a team as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of course, Evie, moving on to, we talked about the season. Gosh, you missed her, but it was a good opportunity for a new school for her, wasn't it?
Yes, so she's at West Texas Canyon and doing great. I think their team is also doing very well. I think I'm just kind of waiting to hear what they do. So I think their regionals is in Denver. Mm-hmm. So she will possibly be there next weekend. So
I didn't have a chance to talk. Maybe I still might give her a call, but does she want to be a head coach one day?
I think so. I don't know. She's learning more there than she ever could have here. It's really fun though too, because I know that coach, you know, and I know Evie. So she calls me and tells me the things, you know, that she's learned. Mm-hmm. She surprised us at our Trinidad Otero swing, and just the small things that now when she watches our team, she's like, ooh, make this small adjustment and this could change a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And which is good, you know, I could learn a lot too by watching him at a practice, but she gets to be with Coach Terry every single day. Mm-hmm. And so she gets to learn all these new things.
Vic is still coming back for you next
year?
Yes,
I believe so. Mm-hmm. I believe so. So she's got a friend that everything kind of also relays on what he's doing.
Sure, exactly right.
Yeah.
And of course Vic will be busy with the Zephyrs club team.
Yes. So first year doing that, that's been fun too. I always tell Vic, you know, when you're put in tough situations, it's just going to make you better as a coach. So dealing with parents, dealing with younger kids too, and it's been really fun for Vic. I think if she does it again next year, she's like, I'm going to do a few things differently. Mm-hmm. But it's really fun also for her to meet the community and meet those kids and the youth. Like, you know, I know quite a few of the kids from camp, but she doesn't. So she's basically like straight volleyball skills, and it's really fun for her to get to meet all those children too.
You get a little time off to ride. Did I see somebody riding horses the other day?
Yes, yes.
I thought so.
Yep. You know, ranching time. So we have quite a few cattle right now. So.
Exactly right. You bet. But then before you know it, spring ball will be here.
Yes. So we're pretty excited about that too. I don't know for sure what we're all going to do. We do have a full team. Like, we could go anywhere.
Right.
So I think we're also just going to be very spring ball is hard too, because it's like it doesn't count towards anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never had like a great spring season where I'm like, ooh, this was so fun.
Yeah.
So I think we're just going to kind of wait and see what's offers and like what 4 years reach out to see where we can go play.
Just get them in the gym and just play, right?
Exactly. Yep.
All right. Thank you for everything during
the
season.
For sure. All right. Thanks, Rich.